Ladies and gentlemen, if my top notes are not in their usual exquisite condition, I must claim your kind indulgence. Of course, as a matter of fact, I'm not really a singer by birth, you know. I'm an inventor. I invented a fish machine once. You had to get a piece of fish, put it in the machine, turn a handle, it threw all the bones in the back garden and all the fish down your throat. But I was unlucky. I lent it to a man that was left-handed. He turned it the wrong way. He threw all the bones down his throat and all the fish in the back garden. Couldn't get his clothes on for a week for the bones sticking out. But I'd like to sing you a little song about languages. Will you kindly strike the lyre, Professor? Now, the silliest language that I've ever heard is the language of spoony young fairs. A drive in the country, in my horse and trap, some lovers I took and she sat on his lap. As soon as we'd gone about 5 or 6 miles, they were both in a haven of bliss. They gazed at each other like two turtle doves, and their language was something like this. Does oo love oo dear Calusum? Said he, petty wetsy, I do. Said she, then who kissy with oozical oozum, and oozums will kissy with who? Said he, be my own wifey pifey. I cried, stop that silly talk, Jack, or my horsey palsy might drop deady petty, then we'll have to walkie pork back, see? Now the fellow who stutters a language employs, that's entirely his own, you'll admit. I once had a brother who stuttered a lot. One day, with a stranger conversing, he got. The other chap stuttered much worse than he did, and if you'd heard the two, you'd have died. My brother said, good morning, sir. Then the stranger looked at him and cried, well, fancy you stuttering. I'll soon put you right. You go round to the doctor, to the doctor wife. Just tell him I sent you, and pay him his fee. He'll cure you at once. He's a fella that cured me. Then the villain in drama, Lord Emery Cloth, has a language that's really unique. He murmurs, ha-ha, and he murmurs, ho-ho, and does dirty work to the heroine flow. He swears her proud spirit he means to crush, and he yells, yes, tonight she dies. Then he smuggles her off to his million-pound yacht, grabs her wrist, and then to her he cries, curse you, curse you, curse you. My love, you have tried to spurn. I love you, I love you, I love you, so curse you someday this worm will to hurt. You thought to escape from my power, but all your attempts are in vain. You're mine now, so curse you, if that's not sufficient, then curse you and...